Clemson coming up, defending national champs on Saturday. How excited are you guys to have a chance to knock off the Kings?
I'm super excited. After last year and they just slipped away, you know, I'm ready to get back at it and see what we can do this week.
Defensive front, even without the four NFL guys now, still pretty good.
I'm sure they'll still be great. You know, we're going to look at the film today. I'm sure they have great players just right behind them, and we're looking forward to it.
What do you remember from last year?
I mean, it was a hard-fought game, came up close, and we just didn't get the job done at the end. But after this year, I'm looking forward to our opportunity, and we're not going to let them slip away like we did last year.
The way that game went, does that give you some confidence that they're certainly not unbeatable?
I mean, I never thought they were unbeatable. I mean, it's just like any other team we play. I mean, we just got to play our best and make no mistakes and just execute every play, and then it'll do the rest.
What's the message from Jimbo to you all as you go up against, you know, the national champs?
We just got to play our own game, play our best, execute everything we got to do, and just make no mistakes. And if we do that, then I think we play our best football. We'll have a great chance of beating them, and we will beat them.
What did you see from the tape in game one that you feel like you can clean up?
In game one, I saw myself making some mistakes, and I just need to be more solid on what I'm doing and be more execute my plays out better. And then, yeah, but I'm looking forward to it.
How'd the overall line grade out last week?
Overall, I'm not exactly sure what everyone else graded. I had some mistakes here and there, but we're just working on getting those corrected for this week.
How do you think Kenyon did first game, true freshman, starting at right guard? How do you think he did
overall? I think Kenyon played a great game. I think playing your first game in Kyle, I mean, it's pretty nervous. I think he did a pretty good job, and I'm excited to see what he can do for us.
What's going to be the difference this time around? I mean, last year you had the home field advantage. Now you're going to Death Valley for the first time for any of you guys. Mm-hmm. What's that going to be like?
I mean, I've never been there, so, I mean, it'll be hard to say, but I'm just ready to get at them and play our best game.
Was there a learning curve in the communication moving to a new center from last year?
Eric did a great job, and Prater's still doing a great job. So, I mean, Prater's been doing a great job this whole fall camp, and he did a great job in the last game. So, learning curve, I wouldn't say so, but I think it's just we just got to build off what we got the new five. So,
how much is the chemistry on the offensive line now that you have an actual game together, those mm-hmm. real game snaps? You know, how much can you improve week to week now that you've had some real game snaps together?
I think it'll be good of just us all synergizing together with Kenyon and Prater being there new. So, I mean, we just got to build together and then just keep moving forward each week.
It's obvious, but how important is it to not allow those clean shots on Kellen?
Mm-hmm. As an O-line, we got to make sure he stays up. We got to keep him protected at all times, and we're just going to be working on that in and out every day.
There were a couple of times last week where he was pressured. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at that and seen some of the breakdowns there?
We've looked at the film, and we're just worried – or, well, not worried, but we're just getting ready to practice this whole week and just make sure we get all those mistakes corrected mm-hmm. so we can make sure he stays up and stays protected.
Was it communication, or was it more one-on-one battles that got?
There were several things that happened. I'm not sure like all the reasons, but, I mean, we just need to fix the mistakes and get them corrected for this week. That's the biggest thing.
With six of the seven, defensive front, them being freshmen, how does that advantage play towards you all? Because obviously they're talented, but nothing compares to experience.
I'm not really looking at advantages. I'm just worried about us playing our best game. I'm sure they'll be great players regardless if they're freshmen or seniors. So we just got to bring our A game, and then I think everything will take care of itself.
Did you watch any football this weekend, or you went? Some people don't watch.
No, I watched a little bit of the OU Houston game, and then some of the games on Saturday. But yeah.
Any impressions that? Do you just watch like a fan generally?
Just like a fan. I didn't really analyze anyone really. Yeah. I was just more just relaxing the day off, right. Just watching football, having a good time.
Yeah.
The fact they have you 20 down going in, do you think that's an overestimate?
I like being the underdog. You know, you always have something to prove. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Does that make them ripe for an upset?
Oh, yes, it does. There will be an upset.
What did you see from Jayshon last week running the ball?
I think Jayshon's a great running back, and I'm looking forward to seeing what all he can do for the rest of the season.
Does the way he played remind you at all of Travion?
It does a lot. I think Jayshon is just a hell of an athlete, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do for us.
Are you guaranteeing victory?
I'm pretty confident in my ability and our team's ability. So.
Is everybody as confident as you are?
I believe so.